Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Donald Trump looks set to return to the White House as President of the United States after declaring victory in the election. Projections suggest he's just a few Electoral College votes off the 270 he needs to be certain of winning. Mr. Trump has addressed supporters at a glitzy party in Florida.
This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again. And in addition to having won the battleground states of North Carolina, I love these places. Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. We are now winning in Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, and Alaska.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Keir Starmer has congratulated Donald Trump on what he called his historic election victory. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
Love shouldn't be rushed. It deserves time to explore each other, to trace each curve and to feel the thrill of every single detail. So take it slow, let go of expectation, and give in to the possibility of electric driving. With me, the all-electric Cupra Born, you have 100 days to fall in love. And if you don't, you can simply return me. No pressure. Cupra Born, love me or leave me. Visit cupra.co.uk.
Born stock orders placed after October 17th, 2024. Retail customers 18 plus. Subject to availability and deductions. Terms, conditions and exclusions apply.
Coming up, the Business Mix Show.
It's time to make your UK visa digital. If you have a BRP card that expires on the 31st of December 2024 or a stamp or vignette sticker in your passport, you should change to an e-visa now. This means it will never be lost and can be accessed online at any time to prove your right to live, work or study in the UK. It's free and your immigration status won't be affected. Find out more now at gov.uk/e-visa.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio,
the Business Mix Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very good evening to you wherever you may be. My name's Chrissy.
And I'm Rachel. And yes, welcome to the Business Mix Show on Colourful, where we bring you the best in all things Black business. And we're here for another week, basically, of discussing all things Black business.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. We had a really good week last week, didn't we, Rachel?
We were out and about. We were stepping all over East London. Well, not all over East London, but, you know, XL Centre at the UK Black Business Show, which we bumped into a fair few people.
I must say.
Yep. We took some pictures and had some great conversation, saw some amazing speakers. I was at the creative stage. You know, you was at the JP Morgan's entrepreneur stage, yeah. The main stage, obviously, with man of the moment, Stephen Bartlett.
Yes.
Gems. And it was great. It was really great to see how just in 8 years, I think Raphael has really grown the UK Black Business Show. It's a week now. Birmingham has its own kind of section. I'd say O2, look out.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. I don't think I'm really impressed. We were there from the beginning, Rachel.
Yes.
We were there from the beginning. We're not glory hunters. We were there.
We were. And I have to say, yeah, Colourful was there as well. Yes. Supporting the team and the event. And yeah, it's been really good.
It was very impressive. They filled Excel and yeah, they've done a great job. They did a great, great job. Great speakers. Right. So on to another great, wonderful initiative show. That is the Business Mix. What have we got on today's show, Rachel?
Well, I mean, I think we've got a bit of a trend. Last week, was it last week we were talking about food?
Yes, food, glorious food.
We did. We had Chef Armani from the UK Black Chefs Network.
Yes.
So we thought, why not continue the theme with, actually, we did actually meet one of the ladies at the show on the weekend. But before that, again, they're from the beginning, isn't it, Chris? Like, we're not glory.
Absolutely.
We are here with Dawn Burton and Marsha Burnett, who are the founders of the UK Caribbean Food Awards. Welcome, ladies, to the show.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Christy. Good to be here.
Thank you.
Also, on the show last year, as we kind of like, as you were on the lead up to the awards last year as well. So we were like, we would definitely love to have you back to see how your year's been, how you've grown, what's changed, what's new, and what you've got in store for this year. So I guess just give us, just introduce yourselves, really. Who wants to go first?
Marsha, do you want to go first? Go for it.
So it's year two. Year one was, I call that a learning 90-degree bend. It was more of a bend than a curve. And somehow year two seems even more difficult, but we know we've got an idea of what we're doing. Can we say that, Dawn?
Yeah, I agree.
Fantastic. And as we know you, well, I guess we know you as the founders of the awards. I'm gonna keep saying it because I want everybody to remember it, and I want it to be repetitive. The UK Caribbean Food Awards. And if you've never heard of the UK Caribbean Food Awards, today is your day to find out. So we know you as the fabulous founders of that initiative, which started last year. But we know that you both have a history within the catering and the food industry and the food scene in the UK, obviously Caribbean at the heart of it. So just tell us a little bit briefly about how kind of like your journey to get from what you were doing then to hosting a national awards show.
So I ran the Jerk Shack, which was a Caribbean restaurant in Roehampton, for 10 years. And having run that, I realised that there was nothing in place. Dawn and I, we sit on the Independent Hospitality Alliance and we represent Caribbean food. We sit with Kebab Alliance, the National
Pizza and Pasta Association,
Pizza and all different foods.
Sandwich Association, yeah.
And all of these other foods have got awards going, like the Kebab Awards have been going for 12 years, the Fish Federation has been going since 1913, and Caribbean food is it's not very popular, but it doesn't have a structure in place. And so one day we went to a trade fair and I saw this sort of stand for Mauritius restaurant. So I had a restaurant, it just wasn't Mauritius, Mauritian. And they said, well, have you got a Mauritian restaurant? Well, no, I haven't. And I thought, so where do I go then? Dawn's got her catering business, Carrie Burton, and we just had a discussion and really started from there, didn't it?
Yeah. We will say that Marsha was had the pregnancy of the idea, and then I came along as a midwife and made sure that it was safely delivered. We both contributed to the birth of the first trade association for Caribbean food, which will be launched hopefully 2024. We've now got year two of the awards going, so we can concentrate on making sure that Caribbean food businesses have some representation, whether it's politically, financially, in a business sense, economically, and we'll be there to make sure that we promote, connect and support UK Caribbean-based food businesses. But then from that, as Marsha said, we got the idea about the awards. Nobody was celebrating Black food, only in October.
Yeah.
And that was, it was just the Black history, no structure. So we had the idea. And I think 2 years before, we were working on it, good 18 months, 2 years before we launched it. Mm. We went to all the food awards, which was really nice.
It was.
We went to the Curry Awards, the Restaurant Chopsticks Awards, Takeaway, the Golden Chopsticks, the Kebab Awards. Marsha went to more than I did. The Fish and Chip Awards.
Marsha likes eating more than anybody.
So we got an idea of how we wanted our award ceremony to look, where it wanted to be. And we've learned a lot since then. So year one, we had no idea that it was going to nearly be like a six-figure sum to put this award together. And we're just humble, you know, food entrepreneurs with our smaller businesses, but we did it. We didn't know how much time it took and the planning and the sorts of expertise from PR agencies and event management. And it was so much, you know, for the last week of the awards, we were having meetings like up until 1 o'clock in the morning with our event management. So it did take a lot out of us. But on the night, as I'm sure you'll agree, because you came along, it was fabulous. It was absolutely brilliant. And nobody saw the horrors that we had behind the scenes.
You hit it very well. You hit it very well.
We smiled with our Prosecco and we strutted our stuff. And we heard that everybody had a great time and it really inspired us. Crazy people to do it again this year.
No, I mean, the fact that you can say, oh, nobody saw what was happening behind the scenes or the horrors that was going on, it shows that you're excellent hosts, planners, or the planners that you had in place did very well. And yeah, maybe there's a touch of crazy, but they say that about all entrepreneurs. There's something within us that, you know, keep going. So that's fine.
Definitely. So Dawn, I mean, your experiences, your past experiences, how do you think that's kind of been embedded for you, leading you to do these awards?
You know, I think it's one of the key things that Marsha said, and that's that out there, there was nobody that helps Black food businesses. There's no representation. I mean, when Marsha started out, she ran a restaurant for 14 years and I think learned on the job, Marsha, wouldn't you say, in terms of, you know, running a successful restaurant. And the same with me as well in, you know, Caribbean catering. I didn't really know where to turn. And I think we realized that with an award ceremony, we could celebrate all the hard work because we've been there. You know, we've been in that position whereby, you know, where do you go for marketing? Where do you go for finance? Where do you go to sort out your accounts? You know, what's the legalities behind it? You know, business rates in terms of what Marsha had to go through and, you know, learning how to look after a busy restaurant as well as take on a takeaway operation. Who's there to actually say to you, this is how you do it? There still isn't anybody apart from us that is there to actually say, you know, have a chat with us. We can talk you through. And if we don't know, we'll find people that do. Yeah. As Marsha said, we're in the Independent Hospitality Alliance. So the Sandwich Association, the Kebab Association, the Fish and Chip Federation, all these cuisines, the Curry Association. We have a great network of people that can help us. So resilience from our own businesses has helped us with the awards to make sure that, you know, that we will see it through. It wasn't a one hit wonder last year. We're going to be doing it as long as we're on the earth to make sure that we celebrate, you know, our culture. So yeah, resilience has really taken us to do this and to do it again for another year.
Love it. Well, let's rewind time a little bit then. So let's say it's 3 years ago before you'd even thought about, I guess, started on this journey of putting on this awards. What was a kind of typical day for you both like? And what is it now that the awards have kind of, as you said, it's been birthed now. You're looking nearly a toddler. Like, what's your day like?
Marsha, do you want to go first? Oh, she's...
Well, 3 years ago, it would be getting up at the crack of dawn, making sure we got the ingredients, making sure all the orders are ready, getting the food cooked, opening up the shop. It was like 18 hour days.
Wow.
Definitely. I mean, I think we both had to juggle a lot of balls and spin a lot of plates. As soon as you stop spinning one on the stick, you know, you have to run to the next one to spin them. And I think not just with work, but we're mothers as well. We have family. So of course, hospitality isn't a social kind of industry. You know, weekends is when we're busy. That's when all the weddings are and people are going out. You know, we're working flat out running our businesses. And, you know, when you have a family to look after, it's a lot of, you know, sacrifices. Sometimes you aren't there for the moments you should be. But, you try to make up for that. So I think both of us, you know, we've been spinning plates and juggling a lot of balls. But now we're trying to make sure that there's other people that can juggle the balls as well for us. So we've got a social media team now helping us. We've got another lady doing some of our sales, and hopefully that will be expanded to where we need help. We've got an event management company that does all the event management for us. And that really helps. So we're still juggling a lot of balls, but probably less.
Yeah.
But it's a lot. It never stops, does it, Marsha? It's nonstop.
No. Fortunately, the lease ran out at the premises, so that gave me a bit more time to focus on the awards. Between Dawn and I, we're still doing catering to support the awards this year. One of our main sponsors, they sort of changed their direction. They support a lot of the food awards, but they've changed their focus this year, so they're not supporting any. So we've had to, Dawn and I have had to just put the work in just to make sure this happens.
Yeah.
I guess that's where that resilience comes into it, that tenacious kind of drive. It's like, it really doesn't matter. This is going ahead. And
definitely. We didn't realise the costs that were involved. We just thought, oh, yeah, we can do this. And then we realise you're looking at, you know, a lot of money to be spent. And, you know, even last year, there was a touch and go moment where we thought, we can't do it. We cannot do it.
If I remember rightly, was that not the night before, Dawn? I was like...
Something like that. It was about 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
We had a mad moment and just things, just a lot of hitches. And we just had to think, you know what? Speak to event management and let's stitch up the hitch. And we just battled through it, didn't we?
We did. You become the greatest
I was just going to say, you become the greatest troubleshooters when you become, you get into events. Like, you become reactive. You know, okay, this isn't working out. However, let's switch it up. Let's do it this way. Well, you manage to find resolutions for these problems. Yes,
definitely.
Definitely. Sorry, Marsha, go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is, with the actual show, there was two that I remembered. You know, the lady that says, she said, I wasn't going to come, my brother passed away. I don't think she knew she won an award. And she came and she was so happy that she came.
Yes.
There was that business. I wish I knew the name, because I would say it. And then the other guy, you know, it was just like meeting the business owners and taking them, you know, showing them that you're doing all this hard work and it's being recognised. I thought it was a nice feeling, and it was nice to
definitely
meet the businesses.
And we've had a relationship with it. We've been to paid our dinner at one of the restaurants. We're keeping in touch with them, making sure that afterwards with the awards, it didn't end there. So our PR team reached out to all of the winners and made sure that wherever their locality was, that the local press got that story.
Oh, great.
So it wasn't just about giving them a trophy and bye-bye, good luck. A lot of them we're speaking with still, and we're always here to support them or connect them with people if they need it. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, as Marsha said, all the hard work that they had been doing was being recognised. And, you know, a lot of them are from the Caribbean. They've come here. They've worked really hard. So it was a really pivotal moment for them to go up on stage and get an award. It was really good to see that. And I think somebody said to me, so what do you get out of it? You know, what do we get out of it? And I think I can really say, seeing other people be rewarded.
Yeah.
I don't need an award. I want to see other people elevate. I want to see Caribbean food go beyond the 132 million it contributes to the UK economy. You know, I want that to circulate back into the pockets of the people making the business. That's what I get out of it. That's the biggest joy. So,
one thing I get out of it as well, when I had my restaurant, it was so hard that I used to think, if it's hard for me, what about the people that were doing this before me? They've made a way for me. And now for me, if I can make a way that changes the future of future business owners, then it was worth every bit of sweat, blood and tears.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you, as you're saying, that you kind of keep in touch with the kind of some of the award winners, not just award winners, even some of the attendees who came.
I thought
because of coming to your event, I went out to dinner for my birthday at Roger's Kitchen.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. Which was really, really nice. It was lovely. I enjoyed the food. It was a great evening. And I probably wouldn't have gone had I not have been to the event or heard about it via your channel. So yeah, it's working.
Definitely. Good to hear.
So ladies, come on. You know, we are so excited to know about this year's event. Tell us about when it is, what are your guests can expect, and how do we get tickets?
Do you want to go, Marshall, or shall I go?
I'm going to say some, and Dawn's going to say some.
All right.
It's the UK Caribbean Food Awards at Clapham Junction Grand on the 9th of December.
Yep, 9th of December, so Monday the 9th at the Grand Clapham. So we will have a wonderful patty and Prosecco welcome for all our guests as they come through the red carpet door. They will have panists with their steel pans to welcome guests in. There'll be the feather girls as usual to take lovely pictures with our guests. We will have a couple of stalls there as well with some exclusive products that people have, good quality. So that will be as they walk in. And our supported charity this year is A Second Voice, which is a Black-owned autism charity. So they'll be there selling tickets to raise awareness for the charity. Then as guests sit down, they will be a little bit of entertainment, open entertainment. We have the same wonderful co-hosts as last year who will promote. And then we have 20 awards to give out.
Okay.
So we'll be doing that over two breaks. So the first 10, then we'll have a lovely dinner. Not going to say what the theme is yet. Bit of a surprise there.
Okay.
And then we'll have the second lot of the awards, another 10, with some lovely desserts, a lovely selection. And then we'll have the charity raffle. And then we party.
And we're going to party.
We've got...
Networking party. That's
absolutely.
What
so Marsha's the entertainment director. So she's got... she's arranged all the... most of the entertainment. So... yeah, you'll have a great time. It's going to be really good.
And ticket, where do we go for tickets? Mm-hmm. Is it from the...
Yep, you can look at our Instagram. So if you look at our Instagram, we've got a link for the tickets underneath our bio and a second link if you want to nominate. So there's lots of posts going to be going out with the nomination link on there. But we've got some great range of tickets with Eventbrite. We've actually... staggered the cost because we know it's difficult for a lot of people. And if they look at award ceremony for food, where the cheapest there is, all the other ones are like £450 plus that.
Wow.
The golden chopsticks are a little bit cheaper than that, but we're the cheapest. So we hope that we gain a lot of support. So you've got tickets where if you don't want to have a meal, you've got that option there at £60 plus event by free. Then if you're on the upper part of the tier of the lovely iconic Grand, it's got like a balcony section. Yeah. And it's very good visibility as well to the stage. They are £89. And then the ground floor where all the VIPs are, all the sponsors, all the people that need to be on the stage, they're £109. And that includes everything I've said, the reception, the meal, drinks, you know, and everything. So, yeah, it's going to be a fabulous night.
And I just sort of say, it's not the cheapest, it's the best value.
It's the best value. Thank you. That's a very good way to put it. Thank you, Rachel. You could edit that bit out and put in.
love it. No, it is, yeah, because like you said, you've got entertainment. I mean, you mentioned about three or four things that for entertainment. That's before the Chief Minister of Entertainment, Marsha, steps in and comes with all the things that she's got to come with. You get in a meal, you've got the patty and Prosecco, you're going to be rubbing shoulders with some VIPs. I mean, last year we had the pleasure of meeting the iconic Rusty Lee. I mean,
come on.
That is there's no amount of money that is worth that. Yeah, that
exactly. Priceless moment.
Exactly. And then also, you know, apart from that, you know that you're taking part in an event that is elevating something that is very dear to us as Caribbean or African Caribbean people, which is our food. You know, you don't mess around with our
with that's our food. Very true.
So I'm going to repeat it. 9th of December, Clapham Grand, Monday the 9th of December. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. So you've kind of already said how you kept in touch with some of the winners from last year. I just wanted to make mention of Salvador Dominic. Dominican. That's who Christy and I presented their awards for. And then they went on to actually win another award as well that year. So I just wanted to give a shout out to them, based in just down the road in Croydon. So go and check them out. I'm interested to know, what kind of feedback have you had from, I guess, not just guests or, you know, friends and family, but from people actually within the industry? You know, what have they said about not only just the event that you had, but actually the event as a concept within itself? Have you had a lot of support, a lot of backing?
It's been a mixed one, hasn't it, Marsha, to be fair? Nobody else is doing what we're doing, not on the scale of what we're doing. And when you know what's involved, you probably wouldn't want to, because it's a lot. But we've had mixed reviews. So with the food industry that is owned by small and large businesses, they're really happy that we're doing it, and really happy that there's representation.
Yes.
When it comes to supporting it, that's a different matter. So of course, support doesn't always mean financial. It might mean promoting it on your Instagram. It might mean, you know, just spreading the word. Exactly. It's been really, really difficult to have those conversations. However, we do appreciate that we're new on the block. Nobody knows us. You know, credibility takes time to build up. And, you know, we're not here just to do the one award. We'll be here for a very, very long time. And I think people want to see, what are these two entrepreneurs about? You know, what are they doing? And I think when they see we've got longevity in this, we'll know there'll be more support. We have, I can't mention them, we've got two fantastic, one sponsor, one partner this year. Amazing. They're not Black owned companies, but they are very much supportive of what we're doing and want to help. So we're getting there. We're definitely getting there. And people, the feedback has been, for those people that have seen pictures or attended, they love it. They just say, you know, keep on doing what you're doing. I think, would you agree, Marsha?
Yes, I agree. Everybody that attended, some corporates attended as well. And the comment that I found was quite interesting. Everybody was so friendly. It was so nice. It was so family friendly.
More than they expected. You know?
Those are the comments. They were like pleasantly surprised. I'm not really sure what their expectation was.
We'll continue. You'll continue to be friendly and nice this year as well.
Yes, definitely. So I think earlier you mentioned some of your kind of lessons learned from last year, but would you say that last year's event met all your expectations? Were you happy with the outcome? Did it meet your expectations, as I said? And is there anything you would kind of improve for this year or include for this year?
Considering all the headache, can I answer this one? Sorry.
Yes,
bearing in mind we were learning as we went along, I don't think there's anything we could have done to make it better in terms of it all came together. When Rusty Lee sang Bob Marley.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah. That wasn't planned, was it? Did you know she was going to do that?
No, we didn't. And then when she what was that guy's name? Sunrise Bakery. He's from Birmingham. He started to say her dad was the first one to do patties in their garden in Birmingham. We couldn't have made that up, but it was so, for me, that it brought, you know, my hair standing up on the back of my neck, because I thought, you know, we're celebrating this. This is historic that, you know, there were workers in Birmingham and they couldn't get their food. So he started making the patties in his shed. That was the fastest conception of Caribbean food in the UK. It was amazing.
Yeah.
He said he used to leave from whatever dance he was at night to go and get her dad's jerk pork. Rusty Lee's dad's jerk pork.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, some good stories there. And, you know, people have kept in contact, like you've been to Roger's Kitchen. People have kept in contact with each other that were on the same table. We have done things a little bit differently this year. We've just made sure we spent a little bit more wisely because we didn't really know what the costs were until they really spiraled. And, you know, this is all normal for an awards. We didn't know this. So this year we're looking at every single penny and making sure that it's well spent. And, you know, in terms of resources, we had a great PR team working with us last year, And we're still in touch with them, but we won't be using them this year. It's one of the things we had to cut back on. Yeah. But, you know, we've learned a lot, and, you know, we've had to make sure that this year is even better than next year, which it will definitely be.
That's the thing, isn't it? You know, you don't know the things you don't know until you realize, oh, I didn't know that. And it's how we learn. And like, oh my gosh, if only I had my notebook. So what was it that kind of like Stephen Bartlett said something at the UK Black Business Show about failure basically fueling your learning. And it's not about failure. It's, well, actually, I've done that and I've realized that if I did this a bit differently or pivoted this way or turned left or right, I may get a different outcome. So Marcia said, you wouldn't actually change anything from the first year, because that's just what it was, and that's how it was, and things happened organically, as you kind of explained. That if you tried to plan it, you probably couldn't plan it to happen that way. So I guess the awards in itself, it is the second year. However, I think both Chrissy and I can see it as being like a really kind of prestigious, long-standing award show that everybody wants, you know, they want to be, especially if you're within that industry and within the, you've got an interest in the culinary field, you're going to want to be there. Wondered, what do you kind of, I guess, feel about Caribbean chefs or professionals within the food industry being recognized for more kind of like mainstream awards that are seen as, you know, the top? So for example, you know, obviously you've got the Michelin stars. Do you think that we should be trying to get in more there, or like you have done, creating our own kind of culturally relevant awards which can become just as prestigious?
I'll have just a quick mention on that. So I think that we first of all need to celebrate our own people, because nobody else is doing that. We need to celebrate all the influences in Caribbean and African food. And there are so many, especially as we were colonized by the Dutch, the Italian, the French, the Spanish, the English,
Portuguese,
everyone. So our food that we put out there is culturally diverse. And I think because of that, and the areas that we're colonized with, we have to step out into other cultures and make that our own. So, you know, there's some great Black gin makers, you know, one of them will be entering the awards. We don't have a category for gin, but we have one for alcohol, so they'll fit in there. You know, there's winemakers that are Black, you know, and, you know, people cross fusioning Caribbean food with Korean food. So yeah, we definitely should be cross-cultural with food. And I think as a society, we, you know, integration is the key. So, yeah, we should be stepping into areas that are unfamiliar, getting Michelin stars, you know, making wine and that kind of thing. And at the same time, celebrating the greatness that we have, you know, historically.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit like, as I kind of mentioned, we had Chef Armani Garcia from the UK Black Chefs Network.
Yeah, we've met her. Fantastic.
So she was kind of talking about the need for, you know, more platforms for, you know, Black chefs, Black restaurateurs to showcase their culinary talents. And I guess, where do you see the awards growing and filling that kind of space as a platform in that way?
Well, we already have sorry, Marcia, go ahead.
I thought you were going to mention the cook-off.
Oh. you can mention the cook-off. All I can say is we have a category, as you know, from last year, I can't remember the guy that won it, his name, but he was fantastic. He's got a soul chef Dexter, Chef Dexter. He won the outstanding chef of the year. So we want to celebrate that, you know, there are chefs out there, whatever age, whatever gender. We want to make sure that people know about them. So we do have a special category named Outstanding Caribbean Chef of the Year. We've had a chat with Armani. I'm not sure what collaborations we may do, but Marsha will talk about something we've introduced this year with one of the partners that will be supporting the awards. And that's the cook-off.
Ooh.
Oh, she's disappeared. Marsha?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So the cook-off, we've got, we're going to have a selection of... Is it going to be free?
It's going to be three restaurants and three takeaways. So this is a food delivery company, but we can't say which one yet because I've got to sign off in the agreement. It's all, the deal's done. It's just that paperwork's got to go and logos have got to be approved. But they have wanted to support the awards with a cook-off. So the restaurant, three of the finalists of the takeaways will have to demonstrate their best in their culinary skills. And this company will decide who the winners are.
Live on the night?
No, it will be.
Oh, right. I was going to say. Woo.
Yeah, it would be nice to do it live. We don't have the time to do it live. Maybe it's something we'll do next year. But there will be footage of it. So it will be it will be filmed. Nice. And they'll be sharing it amongst their hundreds of thousands of followers. And, there'll be a cook-off. So that will be a bit of pressure for them. Mm. And they will then announce who's won. On the night, we'll know, of course, but yes. So that's an opportunity for those chefs, caterers, to do their very best.
That would be a great, if there's any TV execs listening out here, like that would be a great show for
the
TV.
Caribbean cook-off, yeah,
right. Absolutely. That would be amazing. So I guess
we decided against having a jerk-off, didn't we?
We did, yeah, yeah.
Well, there is the jerk, first of all. Obviously.
yeah we were supposed to be involved with that a few years ago, but we wanted to really focus on this is our baby toddler, so we need to make sure we nurture it.
And obviously it's not just chefs, it's not just restaurants, you've also mentioned some products, like food products, yes, as well. So you've already mentioned alcohol, there's a nomination category for alcohol. I also saw that you've got rice, the best
rice brand. Rice is a staple in Caribbean, you know, whether it's done like seasoned rice and peas, plain rice. You know, we do so many things with rice. It's a staple and it sets off the meal. If your rice is too grainy or too shelly or too soft, it can spoil a meal.
That is true.
And, you know, what is the case for long grain American versus basmati? You know, there's a whole conversation around that. So we want to find out from, you know, our audience or the people that use these brands, which one is the best in their opinion?
Is it going to be a brand?
Yeah. So there's so many out there. If you go to your supermarket, there's Tilda, Kohinoor, Salam, Dawat.
Yeah.
They've got the shop's own brand. So all the major supermarkets have their own brand.
Mm.
And I know what there was in my household, it was Tilda as a kid. That was the one.
My granddad actually used to work. We used to live up in Kent, so he used to work at the factory.
Oh, wow.
But then I also found out that they don't just do Tilda rice at the factory. But he did say there are different processes for different rice, so it's not all the same. It's not like your, remember when I think, was it, I better not say the brand name, but a baked beans used to be in one tin with one label, but it was exactly the same that was in another tin that was like third of the price. But so in our house, you're right, Tilda Basmati, there was no other rice allowed.
Absolutely. I mean, so yeah, we
wanted
to...
When did it change? I have a question about that, because I remember being really young and my grandma used to use like a long grain back in the day, like in the old days, and we used to have to sit down and pick out the bad rice, and then it changed to Tilda.
Yeah.
Then it changed to Tilda. She used to get us to all sit down and pick out the and then now, and then when Tilda happened,
you're showing your age.
Remember? I know.
So, ladies, before we kind of draw this to a close, tell us about nominations. What can we expect? How can people nominate the best of the best?
Marcia, do you want to go for it?
So, the nominations are self-nominations. They open last week, actually, didn't they?
Yeah, Friday.
Friday.
They opened last week and they'll close on the 13th of November. So, they've got a long time. So, it's not a voting. You don't have to keep on voting for your favourite takeaway. Once the nominations are locked in, that will go in terms of towards the shortlist to be finalised. So we've asked people why they think they should win an award, and all the different all the different categories will have a criteria in terms of what the judges will look at for that business to go through. So it might be, how does your Instagram look? You know, do you have online stores? Do you have, I don't know, how is your packaging looking? What's the price point? You know, do you have a food standard rating? You know, if it's below 3, you won't be able to be eligible for the catering. But, you know, we can help you to get a 4 and a 5 because we've done it, both me and Marcia. So we can guide, you know, we're not just going to leave you hanging if you want to know how to get that higher rating. Obviously, with alcohol, there's, you know, you have to have a personal license, etc. So there's criteria, and then the judges will have another set of criteria to define who the winners are. So we'll have independent judges that will be announced, I think, next week. And they will decide who are the best 3 that should go through for winners. They'll pick a winner out of the 3, but the winner, they won't know that, the finalists, until the night. So each category will have three finalists.
Three finalists on there. And so you can self-nominate, as you said, or
yes,
you can nominate somebody.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well. Yeah. And I just want to mention, if I can, I can't remember the 6th one, but there's 6 new categories, so 20 awards. So we've got Rice Brand, Best Supermarket for Caribbean Food. So think about your local shops, if they've got any Caribbean shops, or your big supermarket chains.
Okay.
We've also got Caribbean Cookbook of the Year. So, you know, think about where you look for your recipes. You know, there's so many out there. All the TV chefs have got them. Some other chefs have got them. A lot of vegan chefs have got them as well. Sauce and seasoning, you know, these are really important factors when you're cooking food, and we want to know who's got the best. Who's got the best jerk marinade? Who's got the best table sauce? Who's got the best hot pepper sauce? So sauce and seasoning is one category. And then we've also got best UK Caribbean caterer. So the person like me and Marsha that works hard behind the scenes, putting the food together to go on buffets and things, and, you know, putting out some great food for weddings and social gatherings. So I can't remember the 6th category, but have a look on our Instagram. You've got the link there for the nominations and the tickets and all the posts updating of what's what.
Got it. Got it. So, yes, the nomination, the deadline for nominations is
Wednesday the 13th of November. So, and then the finalists will be announced on Friday the 15th.
Oh, got it. Okay, so we're going to make announcements of that, and then it's whoever wins.
Yes.
So can I just ask, ladies, are you going to be nominating yourselves for the caterer award?
No. Wouldn't win anyway. No. I mean, there's a lot of good caterers out there, and they should really take the spotlight. We've got great food, and we've worked together on a lot of projects, me and Marsha, and it's really good to, again, be behind the scenes and put out great food. But we want to see and celebrate some of the really hardworking caterers out there that deserve the awards. So yeah, we'll step back and let them take the glory.
Love that. And yeah, go on, Chrissy.
I was just going to say, cheeky, do the judges have to taste these? I was going to put me and Rachel up for judges.
You know why? Because
examples, it's okay.
It's really tricky because with all the categories we have, we'd have to have maybe 3 or 4 open days, one for beverages, one for the sauce and seasonings, for takeaways and restaurants, another one for street food. We've had over 200 nominations in 2 days. And by the end of, we just would not be able to facilitate a tasting. We would love to do it.
I'll taste everything.
Yes. we'd love that. But unfortunately it's not based on taste. It's based on and the reviews that people have said about food. When you taste food, we all have different tastes.
Absolutely.
And it's hard to get people to judge that. So yeah, we've stepped away from that kind of judging, but a great idea. Brilliant idea.
Well, you just never know how, you said, like, the sky's the limit with something like this, and you just don't know in a few years' time, next year, who knows? The resources could be there, the people could be there, the stars are aligned, and you're just able to kind of put everything that has ever been kind of, I guess, laid on your heart for this award.
Yeah.
Just coming to fruition. So we will definitely be keeping a BDI on the rest of your progress. And
thank you.
Yeah, and just your achievements. We're really proud, like we were in there, like we were doing something. But it's great to see. So before we go, because I think we've come to a close, is that right, Chrissy? Yes. Can you just give us a recap on where the event is, when it's taking place, and how people can get tickets? Because I'm sure there are people who will be wanting to come after listening to this.
So we have the awards at the Clapham Grand in South West London, opposite Clapham Junction Tube Station, so really easy to get to. Monday the 9th of December, the doors are open at 6 p.m. Come along for the patty and Prosecco welcome. Dinner, entertainment, 20 categories of awards. Nominations are out now, so you've got lots of time to nominate your favourite whatever up until the 13th of November. And then we'll announce the winners. Sorry, we'll announce finalists on the 15th. Instagram has all the information. So a lot of posts about what we're doing, all the updates. And it also has a link for tickets starting from £60 and also a nominations link to nominate. So Instagram is your go-to for everything. Eventbrite have the tickets and you've got the link there, as I said, for the nominations. Website... we have to look at that again. We're working on that. It crashed and we lost a lot of the information. So we're rebuilding that. But Instagram has got all the information.
Great. And just, I guess, last thing to say, as you kind of quite rightly said, support doesn't always necessarily come financial. What can listeners do to help support and make this event even more glorious than last year? Is there anything that you'd like us to be doing?
Marcia, do you want to have the word on that? Well, Marshall, I would say talk about it to everyone. Talk That's the biggest it. Support. Yeah, talk yeah. to tell everybody about it. That's
nominate
the best
your
way.
Favorite businesses.
Yeah,
spread nominate the word. Nominate your own business.
Yeah.
You've got to be in it to win it.
Absolutely. And if anybody's got any queries, they can either DM us if they're following us on Instagram, or they can email us directly. Me and Marshall get these emails on info@UKCaribbeanFoodAwards.co.uk. And can I remind everyone that Caribbean's got one R and two B's, yeah? Otherwise it won't come through. So yeah, info@UKCaribbeanFoodAwards.co.uk, and me and Marcia will answer any queries that you've got.
And your Instagram handle is the same, UK
yes.
Caribbean Food Awards.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. Love it. Well, thank you so much for coming back. I
thank
know
you.
A hectic time in the lead up to the events, but we really appreciate you taking the time to come out and speak to us again, and yeah, just giving us an update on where you're at. Chrissy and I will be getting our tickets, so don't worry about that. We will be there from Patty and Prosecco right through to
the end.
And yeah, thank you very much. Hope it all.
Thank you for having us.
No, you are welcome. You are absolutely thank
you. Welcome. You're welcome. Thank you, ladies. Have a lovely evening.
Thanks for having us.
All the best, and we'll see you in December.
We will.
Yeah, thank you,
Chrissy.
Rachel, it's that time to say farewell.
It is.
See you next week. It's been a pleasure.
Keep it colourful.
Thank you, ladies.
The Business Mix Show.
Say, baby, tell me love you with so much intention and so much passion. Cause of confusion, you give me the energy, you be my life obsession. The way you move, causing attention. Fly you anywhere, anytime. Me loving you alone, no be crime. You are a blessing in my prime. One of a kind, you so fine.
Memories give me peace, babe. Yeah, no. Memories get me peace, babe. Yeah, no. Memories, baby. Can I take you to my condo? Make a knock you with my bambo. Baby, show me all the tango. I ride with you, you ride with me, though.
Can I take you to my condo? And I dream in the way I know. Baby, show me all the tango. I ride with you, you ride with me, too.
Definitely, I'm here to enjoy life. I'm not here to suffer. I'm not here to
can you feel that? Or should I repeat that? Yeah, man, I wanna be that. Loving you only, loving you, my girl. Can I take it to my condo? And I'm dreaming it will end up. Baby, show me all the tingle. I ride with you, you ride with me too.
Memories, memories, memories get me pissed, babe. Yeah. No. Memories, memories, memories get me pissed, babe. Yeah. No. Memories, baby. Can I take you to my condo? Make a knock you with my bumbo. Baby, show me all the tango. I'd ride with you, you ride with me.
Tiger strikes make me wanna bite, sweeter than a Mai Tai, ooh-wee. Girl, what I'm saying, give yourself some room to grow. Don't be shy, shout it, let it go. Show me something real, 'cause I don't want no fake. Now you know how I feel. Girl, I don't need nothing more, 'cause your love is all I need. Show me some big plans when it comes to you and me. So what you say? Girl, you done found your king, baby. You gon' see that your love is all I need. What's the use of falling in love if we can't be? Girl, what's the use of fighting for us if it ain't real? We don't need fabrication. Let's have a conversation. You're way much more than fine, and beauty is second nature. You may not be where you wanna be in your life. Been ready to start a family. So much better next to you. Just don't be shy, baby, let them know. Show me something real, 'cause I don't want no fake. Now you know how I feel. Girl, I don't need nothing more, 'cause your love is all I need. Show me some big plans when it comes to you and me. So what you say, I ain't playing.
The Business Mix Show.
No, my son, it's a fruit.
Say you better, 'cause everybody's success they come with time, eh.
Oh yeah, you get the money. Oh well. You don't get the money. Oh well. You get the mansion. Oh well. You don't get the mansion.
Don't
well. Disrespect to your neighbor. Oh well. Try respect to your brother.
Don't oh well.
Disrespect to your neighbor. Oh well. Try respect to your brother.
She's alone like Bokoni. I saw you at Bokoni. Kaya, you at Bokoni.
Somebody be somebody, you know, go free, tell me, say me, I don't be anybody. If your body pass my body, the day you go die, they go call me and you dead body. No matter you be Obibini or Broly, you be zombie, or sepi, you be Toby. The bad man, you the see, get family. Kaya, your saw them get some dignity. And the little boy, to get mentality. Don't laugh, oh, Joe, this be calamity. We be kings and queens from our villages. But I don't know how I turn rap pathology. It be my destiny, make you no disrespect me. Ah, ah.
Canada, London, London, London.
The drop, person with load money done they go. Me, I no swag, I no get the pa. I mean, come on now, come on now.
If you jump slap, you go take Panadol. For the matter, they go like in Rojo, me Rojo. Aro,
I'm just a commoner. Kill us up, kill a bo. No bashel, I will up. Talon in motto, tolo post. If I catch you, you go know.
When you go man far away, far away, far away, you want to jaye like the boys from Malekuole. But waiting.